Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Set the Tone. We've got two topics coming up for you today, virtual events and Wes Scartlin, coming right next on Setting the Tone. Hi everyone, and as discussed in the intro, we've got two topics for you today. The first one being on virtual events and the idea around this. Is it a good idea? Is it something that should be canned immediately? Or is it something that's worth exploring and not just for major events or major bands, but even for some of the smaller bands, it might present a bit of a business opportunity. So the reason why this has come to light is, unfortunately, COVID-19, we are now entering the middle of April 2020. COVID-19 in the UK is still the top list of focus. You know, it is the main focus in the country right now, and rightly so. People's health and safety comes before anything else. And unfortunately, with many music events being cancelled or postponed, we've lost a couple more recently, which is really heartbreaking. But, you know, you understand, like I say, people's health, people's safety has to come first. So one of the things that's come from this, which is, I feel, really positive, is Download Festival. Now, for those of you who don't know, Download Festival is the biggest, the baddest, the best rock alternative festival in the United Kingdom has to offer, period. Got a long-standing history. It used to be called Monster Rock back in the 80s. The whole event is now a three-day music event, but people arrive on late Tuesday to camp overnight in their cars to start getting into the campsite, which opens on Wednesday, and don't leave until they're literally kicked out on the following Monday. So it becomes kind of like a yearly pilgrimage, almost like a five-day event for a lot of people. It's taken very seriously. You know, a lot of good stuff happens there, a lot, you know, meeting up with friends, a lot of good bands, a lot of memories are made, and, you know, whatnot. So it's a big event. And unfortunately, when the organisers of Download Festival, Live Nation, decided to pull the festival, not even postpone it, literally cancel it for the year, and you understand why, like I say, people's health and safety, but it wasn't like they could sort of squeeze the event in later. Reason being is, I've touched on this in previous episodes, when you're booking bands, those bands have a diary, if you like. They work off an album cycle, which is normally anything from 2 years to 4 years, depending on what the band wants to do. Could be shorter. And you book a band, and that is your slot for booking that band. That is your time. You may get them back into your arena or your club the following month, the following year. It purely depends on what that band has got booked and if they want to do it. So unfortunately, that was not an option for Download to say, hey, we will rebook for later on in the year, over 200 acts, and have everyone come into the arena, the venue, and have the festival. So what they've cleverly done, and I think this is kind of a stroke of genius, and hopefully it's something that people might be able to take on board and want to do going forward. So what they're doing is, Download is cancelled in the respect of, there is going to be nobody physically being in at Donington Racetrack, Donington Park, to watch a band or to camp. But what they are going to do is, for that weekend, they are going to do what they call a virtual experience. And quite simply, that is them putting on a live stream of Download Festival. Now, details, they've released some details, they haven't gone into full details, but basically what they're going to do is, they've advertised this as, there's going to be live performances, hidden footage, potentially interviews and Q&As with some of the bands that were due to perform at the festival. Basically, Download Festival has come together, and they are going to try and salvage something for the fans. And I think that's fantastic. It's a great idea. You know, I know so many myself, is just one of the many thousand people that's a little bit bummed out that Download Festival this year will not be taking place. So for them to kind of, you know, patch something together, come up with this idea, is pretty cool, and hopefully it works. You know, it's going to be new. From my understanding, I believe it's free as well. It's going to be on their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I believe their webpage. I think it might even be going on Sky Arts, but I'm not too sure on that. But nevertheless, it's a really cool idea to, like I say, give something back. For me, this opens up the possibility of maybe bands, whether you're a big major band signed to a major label or a band that's, you know, playing your local pub, to maybe do something similar. Now, I suppose the big question is here is, when I say a business opportunity, I know it sounds a little bit naughty, but this could potentially open up an avenue for people to want to charge for this service. Now, a lot of bands are going to be streaming historic footage. What I mean by that is, it might be a show or a festival they played 6 months ago or a year ago. Or it might be a show they did but wasn't filmed and broadcasted live. It might just be for their, you know, in their personal archive footage. So it does present this opportunity of maybe them putting like a subscription fee or a fee for a one-time purchase to view or to download that. And I guess that opens it up for everybody to do. And maybe in these times, it's a good way. You could even argue for some of the bands to do this is not necessarily a way for them to make personal money, but you have to remember, for a lot of these bands, they have crew members. And a lot of these crew members are not going to be paid, unfortunately, during coronavirus, because they get paid on the run of shows they do. And right now, with no shows, they're not going to be paid. That's a fact. So maybe for a lot of these bands, it could be a way of them not making money for personal gain, but making money to donate to their crew members and members of their team that are not going to be paid. For smaller bands, it might give you an opportunity to pull in a few pounds, you know, from people that you are not making the money that, you know, from your merchandise. I know a lot of you guys, you work absolute socks off. You guys are going to, from places like London to Sheffield on a Tuesday night to play shows. And we all know that that's a challenge in itself. You know, if you sell a T-shirt or a CD in those type of shows, you feel like you've done all right. So for you guys, it might be an opportunity to maybe do a live show. You know, we've got so much great technology now with Zoom and FaceTime and Skype and all the other sort of video streaming services that you guys could all arrange with your bandmates to sort of, you know, film yourselves different houses and do a show for the guys and maybe charge, I don't know, £2 or £5. And I know a lot of you guys have got such a loyal local fan base and fan bases up and down the country that people might be open-minded to that idea to support you. So that's what I mean. I think it does present a bit of a business opportunity. My question to you guys for this is, what are your thoughts? Is it worth doing? Is it something that's, you know, just exploiting people and that's unfair? And if so, I apologise. It's just an idea. With Download presenting this at this time, they're advertising it as a free virtual festival experience to try and give something back. So I just thought I'll ask the question to you guys, you know, what are your thoughts essentially? So that's the first part of the, you know, this episode kind of touched on. The next thing that I wanted to talk about, which is kind of a light-hearted subject, is Wes Scatlin from Puddle of Mud and his band. Recently you put up a live video, I believe it might have been recorded for a radio station called Cyrus FM. Now, for those of you who don't recall Wes Scatlin and his band Puddle of Mud, or don't even know who they are full stop, I've got something for you. A big lie, she fucking hates me. Okay, so that was a very brief clip from one of Puddle of Mud's, you know, anthems, if you like, a track called She Fucking Hates Me. Big hit. It came off their debut album. Now, for me, I'm going to start this by saying I don't mean to throw bad press at Wes Scatlin, because when that album came out, I think it came out when I was 15, so a good, you know, 17 years ago. I literally cycled on my push bike into town for 20-30 minutes, you know, and to buy that album, because that one track came on Kerrang. And as an angsty teenager, you know, it's there, it's an anthem. So why am I talking about Wes Scantlin and Puddle of Mudd? You know, they haven't really done a lot over the years. They've been quite quiet, you know, working away and not really toured many countries around the world. Quite simply, in this video that got posted, it was a band performance, an acoustic performance of Nirvana's About a Girl. And, you know, you might say, hey, well, what's so bad about that? I urge you all to go and watch this video. It's, for me, it's cringy. You know, it's a bit of light-hearted funniness because Wes Scantlin's vocals on it are absolutely horrendous. And I don't know whether or not to laugh, cry or howl, because some of the notes and the face expressions he's making, they're just unbelievable. And yeah, I kind of feel for him a little bit. I don't know whether or not he was under the influence of anything, maybe drugs or booze. I don't mean to be rude about that, but unfortunately the guy has got a bit of a history for this, of being on the alcohol. Some of you guys may recall there's been stories over the years of Wes getting a little bit drunk and being arrested for being drunk and disorderly in public over in the States. Wes has even been known to be drunk and riding on your luggage carousels, you know, those the belts that bring your bags, for, you know, in the airport. You know, he's been riding them and been arrested for that. Bit sad in that respect. No one wants to see someone have a public meltdown unless you're pure evil. But yeah, the video was interesting, and I personally didn't take away that I felt that him or the band were paying homage, respect to Nirvana, you know, who, in my opinion, and like many others, I thought they were fantastic, you know, fantastic band from Seattle, big part of the grunge movement. So yeah, I challenge you to go and watch this, and, you know, I'll put the video up, the link to the video with the podcast on the usual pages. And, you know, I'm intrigued to see what you guys feel if you haven't already seen it. Is it a good performance? Is it a bad one? Is he taking the mick? You know, is he just trying to have a little bit of banter with it? I almost got the impression someone made a remark on the video on another site that posted the video, and they're saying it was almost like his bandmates were trying so hard to not to laugh at him. And when I kind of went back and rewatched it, I kind of picked up on that, and I was like, blooming hell, yeah, maybe, you know, they are trying hard not to laugh at Wes's vocal shenanigans, and it sounds almost like a wolf howling. So yeah, that's kind of to end the episode on a lighthearted note. That's something for you guys to go and check out, and, you know, give feedback on, get talking amongst yourselves, or is there any, you know, links that you guys could post of, you know, similar things where bands have done a cover of something and have absolutely destroyed it, you know, whether they've intended to, or they, you know, just made a bad, you know, a dog's dinner of it. Or alternatively, flipping it on the positive note, what covers have bands done that have been absolutely stonking? You know, I can think of one that springs to mind straight away. Machine Head's Hallowed by Name, a big track from Iron Maiden. Personally, I think that is an amazing cover. Absolutely amazing. So yeah, maybe that, you know, as well as bringing me the bad, I want to see the good. Once again, thank you everyone for checking out the episode. Always means a lot to have your support and you guys listening to my voice and hearing what I have to say. Stay safe during these times. Until next time, goodbye everyone.